Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
We've been playing some great indie games on our Nintendo Switch lately. We want to tell you all about them.
Yes, we've got 5, count them. It's actually 6.
Always a bonus but with us.
Look,
it's always a bonus.
We're in this kind of in-between period on our Switch 2. We finished Donkey Kong, amazing game. Dragon Drive, people have mixed feelings about that. Kirby, that seems cool, but that's still a ways out. So it's like, we need to find some stuff to play.
Yeah.
And we have been playing some great indie games that, you know, this is what these indie games are great for, is like filling in those gaps between the major big releases. This is something that, like, we did so often on the original Switch generation, got us, like, discovered some amazing games. And, like, no, these aren't necessarily Switch 2 original games. Honestly, like, it kind of doesn't matter for what these games are.
Exactly.
Play them on the big screen. They're just fun to play. The first game is Tiny Bookshop. And I was surprised when I was browsing the eShop and I saw this was in the
number one
spot. You've been playing this and not me. How did this happen?
Number one on the eShop. It's amazing. Congratulations to the team behind Tiny Bookshop, because that's amazing. But this game is so good. And I feel like there's a combination of why it's number one right now. First of all, it is the perfect end of summer vibes game.
Really?
Because the game takes place, the game takes place on this, like, beautiful, like, summer beachside town. You are the owner of a little mobile bookshop, and you can drive it around the different locations in the town, and you meet these lovely people in the town, and you sell them books. And it has this, like, sort of, almost like if anyone has played Style Savvy, like that kind of aspect to it, where like customers come in and ask you, hey, I'm looking for such and such. I like to read these kinds of books, or I want to read a book that's less than this many pages, and you recommend them a book from your collection. So it's like sort of this, like, you get these requests from people and then you pick out a book that you think they'll love. And these are all real books.
I'm interested in this.
Is amazing. So they're, you know, they have different genres. You have different genres that you're stocking your store with. But, you know, under like classics, there's like Shakespearean plays and Charles Dickens novels. And they even have like modern books, like The Hunger Games is in here. And books that I literally recently read are in some of the categories, which is kind of fun to see. But yeah, it's just a very, like, idyllic, like, this is, like, everyone's dream. You know, like, let me open a bookshop in a beautiful town and just spend my peaceful days, like, decorating my bookshop and meeting the nice people in the town and living a very peaceful life, like, recommending great books to people. Like, that's literally my dream come true. So I love it, if you can't tell. I think it's amazing. But I do think it's, like, right place, right time.
Yeah, you know,
and people are looking, like you were saying, maybe they've just finished Donkey Kong. Looking
like for a lot of people are in that boat.
A lot of people are in that boat and just looking for the next thing to play. And this is just, like, that perfect, like, yeah, this is exactly the kind of game, relaxing, cozy, kind of late summer vibes game that I want to play right now.
Wow. I have to admit, I am starting to experience some FOMO on this one, so okay. I might have to check it out. I just couldn't believe it when I was on the eShop. I was like, wait, there's like all these Nintendo games and then
I know.
Tiny Bookshop.
Tiny Bookshop.
Amazing. That one's $20. All these games are out now, by the way.
Yes.
Next game is UFO 50, which is a game that was one of the shadow drops from the Indie World Showcase. Mm-hmm. Came out last year on PC. I have that version. I'll get this eventually on Switch. You got it.
I got it on Switch.
You got it on Switch. And this game just has such an interesting concept. It's kind of like this you know, fictional retro game console, and they have imagined literally 50, there are literally 50 like full-fledged games in this package representing the full lifespan of the generation of this fictional retro game console.
Yeah, yeah. So you start up the game, you can kind of see what this fictional UFO 50, you know, game console looks like, and then they just jump you right into this long library of 50 games. And they're all full-fledged games, which I'm like, how did they do this?
It didn't have to be 50.
You didn't have to do this.
It could have been UFO 20. We've been
UFO 10.
Very happy.
Would have been fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you think that, oh, they're just going to be short little like 1 minute demos or something like that. But they are full-fledged games that you can play. Some of them are more like, quote, playable than others. Some of them are a little bit high concept and things like that. I did the thing where, and I think you did the same thing, where you just kind of, you were just going chronologically down the list. But I have not reached the end of, you know, the 50 games yet. I have heard from people that, you know, I should skip to sort of the later games because since it represents like the entire, you know, like console generation of this fictional UFO 50 system, that the later games are a bit more like, you know, like modern, I guess.
Exactly. And that's something that I find so fascinating. Yes, they are in chronological order. If you play the first one, it's very primitive.
Yeah.
Just like the NES, if you play those like, you know, early, mid-80s NES games, it's very basic. But then if you go towards the 90s, it's like, oh, wow.
They've
come a long way with this.
Exactly.
And they've got so many, all the genres are covered. Again, some other ones that are really like kind of experimental and out there. It's like, no, they've really thought through like what the library
should look like.
It's just fascinating. There's really nothing else out there like it.
Yeah.
So there's a couple of different ways you can get this that we do have to call out. So the eShop version's out now. That's $25. Fangamer is doing some physical versions, but they're not out until February.
Yeah.
I might wait. Again, like I have it on PC. I'm in no rush to get it again, but they do have this special edition that has the physical game plus this strategy guide that they've done, which looks amazing. You can get the guide only for $24 if you want, but it's this kind of old-timey Nintendo Power.
I would like to see the
strategy guide that like literally gives you like here's maps, like here's all the tips.
That's really cool.
It's cool.
And I'm actually, you know, the games themselves, like some are really fun to play and some are not that fun to play, but I'm more fascinated by just like the concept of how this thing came together.
Right.
And I would love to see a strategy guide behind just like the thing overall, and also some of these more high concept games are a bit harder to play, just to see like what they did to put something like that together. That's what's interesting to me about this game. So
right,
yeah, it's pretty awesome that they're doing that.
Right, you can also get just the game physical from Fangamer if you want, but again, those aren't out until February of next year, so you got to choose if you want to get it now or not.
Yeah.
Our next game is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Tactical Takedown. And maybe you're asking yourself, well, what's indie about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? This is like owned by some mega conglomerate, been around for decades. Well, for this game, they worked with a smaller indie team called Strange Scaffold to create this really unique experience. And my experience with the Ninja Turtles, which I love dearly, has been mostly through
like
these classic beat-em-up kind of arcade-style games.
Yeah, mine too.
And they've done something so interesting with Tactical Takedown, which is they've taken that sort of experience but translated into a turn-based strategy game.
It's pretty cool.
Where it's like you have this kind of like, you know, long map that you're working your way through, and enemies will appear, and you're, you know, in turn-based fashion, you're fighting them and dispatching them, and you're continuing to move until you get to the end of the level. All the turtles are here. They all play really differently, which I like and appreciate. There is a lot of strategy that goes into like thinking through like the moves that you want to use to most efficiently take everybody out. The other thing that's cool is like as you move along, like more parts are added to the map and then the stuff behind you vanishes.
Yes, you can't stay, you can't linger.
No, you got to keep moving ahead or the game's going to literally leave you behind as you fall off the edge. We've been lucky to have some really good Ninja Turtle games over the last
couple years.
It's kind of amazing. And this is like such a fun and unique addition to this. Like I this is the one that I'm currently playing the most out of this whole list.
Right.
I'm kind of addicted to it. I really like it.
Yeah. It sounds like such a cool imagining of Ninja Turtles because you're right. Like usually it's like a beat-em-ups game or something that's very action.
Right.
So having a strategy more like this kind of almost like a Fire Emblem Light kind of take on Ninja Turtles is really cool. And you said that one of the cool things is all the turtles play really differently.
Yes,
they're
yes.
They're also, you have to unlock them.
Right.
And you, once you unlock them all, you're like, wow, they're all super different in,
right.
in the moves that they have and everything. So that is really cool. It's like a lot of depth.
Yes, yes.
In this game.
Exactly. And there is also like another mode that you can get unlocked once you get a little bit further, which like makes the game even more challenging. I know
a
lot of people doing these strategy games like the challenge.
Yes.
I think the base game is plenty
hard. You were saying it's pretty hard.
Hard for me, but if you are like an expert in, in you know, strategy games, like that is there, which
is
cool.
This is your Fire Emblem hard mode.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Love it.
Next game is called Time Flies, which is probably, boy, there's so many unique concepts of games on this list, which is what's great about indie games.
Totally.
In this one, you are literally playing as a fly.
Yes.
Trapped in somebody's house, mm-hmm. and like a real life fly, you have a very short lifespan.
Yeah.
Which is like sometimes like...
Seconds, right?
A minute or a minute and a half.
Yeah.
And it's like you have this list of tasks and things that you want to try and do, see how much of these you can do in the limited time that you have.
Mm-hmm.
So you are doing a lot of different kind of runs to see like, oh, you know.
It's like a roguelike.
It kind of is, like
right?
a fly roguelike. It's like, well, I did two of these things, so I've checked those off, and now I'm going to go try and do these
others.
But part of the fun is like trying to interpret like, well, the game's giving me a hint of what I need to do. So where in the house do I need to go?
To find that.
And how do I need to interact with it? Like, you're a fly. There's only so many ways that you can interact with it. But the game, like, really, like, is clever of, like, what would a fly do
in this situation? Yeah, they really put themselves into the mind of a fly.
Right.
Yeah. So interesting.
And it's got this very interesting, just kind of black and white, like, somebody sketching on a piece of paper.
It looks like Mario Paint to me.
It does.
Like old, like, you know, Microsoft Paint or
yes.
something that you drew in the just with a white background and like a pencil.
Right.
So interesting.
It's got that kind of look to it. There is one thing that I don't totally understand about this game is that it's rated M.
I know,
and
right?
I don't know why. I've played the game.
There is a glass of wine.
For a little bit. One of them is like, like have a fly cocktail.
I guess cocktails.
I don't know how that's, I don't know, on the descriptor of the, they had all the stuff for M. They had like, oh, I'm like, what? Like, what is hidden in this game that I don't know? So I got to keep playing to find out how this game earned the M rating.
Oh,
I'm not sure.
I mean, there is death. You are dying.
Getting down and dirty with a fly here.
I don't know. Sexy fly.
I don't know.
You gotta do what you gotta do in your short lifespan.
Yes.
You gotta live your life to the fullest.
I guess so, yes.
78 seconds to live your life
YOLO
to the fullest.
YOLO for flies and humans. our last game, it's not... is called Is This Seat Taken, which is another game that was in the Indie World Showcase that you've
it
been
is.
Playing.
Yeah, this is actually a cool one because I have been hearing a lot about this game from our good friend Jenny at Wholesome Games.
Oh.
They co-published this game.
Oh, wow.
And I was, of course, very excited
yeah.
to support anything that Wholesome Games works on, anything Jenny works on. I'm a fan. But this game is adorable. It's a really fun, unique take on a puzzle game. Basically, you are playing this... you're in this world where all these... The little people characters are little shapes, and you have to put them into the right seat configurations based on their requests. So, like, a bus would come by, for example, and, you know, people would be lined up to get on the bus, and somebody would say, like, I want to sit alone. So you have to make sure that there's nobody around them. Or, like, I want to sit with my parent. And then there's, like, you know, like a parent and a child. Or, like, I'm really loud when I sit on the bus, and so I need to sit next to other loud people.
I see.
So that's kind of the puzzle element, is just arranging the people based on their requests. And it's really funny. It's, like, some of the little pieces, the little shapes are, like, they're, like, stinky. Like, I didn't shower. And then there's other little pieces that are, like, I can't stand stinky things. Don't sit me next to the stinky thing. And it's all sorts of different environments. There's, like... buses, there's boats. I was doing it in a movie theater.
Boats.
The movie theater one was funny because it was a cowboy movie. And all these people came in wearing these big cowboy hats. And so you had to arrange it so no one's view is blocked by the big cowboy hat.
I see.
Which was very funny. Huh. There was a diner where I had to do a bunch of stuff where, like, some people wanted to eat different things and some people didn't. And then some people were chewing too loudly and other people didn't like it.
Okay.
So you had to arrange it in a way.
Well, it sounds like they've really thought a lot of riffs
yeah,
on this main idea.
Yeah, a lot of riffs. I thought it was just, like, get on the bus, you know, because that's what kind of the trailer was showing. But there's so many different riffs and so many different like elements that they've put in to make it feel like super fun and different every level you get into, and also pretty challenging. And there's also this overarching story, which I'm like, how can you have a story for this little, like, this game with little shapes in it? But there is a story. I'm excited to see where it goes. The game starts you off in Barcelona. Oh. And now I've now traveled to Belgium. So I'm in a different city now. I don't know where else, what other cities get unlocked, but there is a, like, sort of an overarching story happening with this game around this movie that these little shapes are making and wanting to meet this movie star. So it's very cute.
Wow. You know us, we have to have a special bonus at the end of our list. So we actually have a sixth game that we want to talk about.
Yeah.
It's called Mind Over Magnet. And I think this is a game that's been on PC for a little bit, finally coming to Switch and other consoles. And this is a 2D puzzle platformer game. And I'll say, don't be fooled by the kind of, like, kind of crude key art and logo that they have for this game. The game doesn't look anything like this. It's got this cute kind of pixel look to it.
Yeah.
The characters have a lot of personality. I think they need to update some of their artwork and their icons.
Yeah, maybe.
Because it's not really representing the game, but every stage so far that I've played is this kind of single room, and you play as this robot with his magnet friend.
Oh, fun.
And you have to solve these puzzles to kind of get to the exit of the room.
Of the room. Okay.
And I haven't finished this game, but they've already really put me through a lot of paces of pretty interesting puzzles, kind of using the robot and the magnet. The robot can detach from the magnet. They're not like one piece. They're not connected.
Uh-huh.
So there's a lot of different things that you can do.
It's a single player game.
Single player game.
Okay.
That the magnet cannot move on its own. You can kind of put it down or stick it onto something and come back to it later. The thing that I like about it is, you know, I struggle with puzzles a lot. Like, everything here is very intuitive because it's like, all right, well, a magnet sticks to metal. So you kind of understand the rules of the world and you can go
the
from
physics
there.
Of it.
Versus some other puzzle games. It's like, I don't even know what they want me to do because who knows how things operate in this fictional world here. But in this case, it all does seem to make sense. And I felt like there's a good challenge. And again, like, they've really, like, nailed, like, some of the finer, like, all the animations are very well done. I think the sound effects are really well done.
Awesome.
It's just got a lot of personality. It's very cute. So I wanted to make sure we could put it on the list.
Good year for magnets.
Great year for magnets.
Magnets are like, that is the winner of 2025.
Comeback is amazing.
Is the magnet, honestly. Yeah. So way to go, magnets, number one. I love it. Yeah, so that's our list of must-play indie games. We're obviously playing this on our Nintendo Switch 2s, but you can play it on a Nintendo Switch as well. And these are all pretty recent from the recent Indie World Showcase, and we've been loving these games. And it's been awesome to have these amazing indie games to play as sort of an in-between before we get into another hopefully big first-party Nintendo game.
Yes.
Yeah. Let us know if you have any recommendations for indie games that you're loving in the comments below, and we will talk to you later. Bye!
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.